はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Sachiko here. Lower intermediate lesson number 22. 猫に小判。So Natsuko-san, the title, it sounds like an idiom. What does that mean?
Gold coin to a cat.
That's a literal translation. And what is it supposed to mean?
We have to find out.
Let's listen in.
お母さん、今日学校でことわざを習ったよ。
どんなことわざ？
猫に小判と豚に真珠だよ。
へえ、どんな意味なの？
どっちもほとんど同じ意味なんだって。猫に小判をあげても豚に真珠をあげてもありがたいと思わないでしょ。だからどんなに価値があるものでもその価値がわからない人には何の価値もないっていう意味なんだって。
そうね。今の匠に2万円もする高価なバットを買ってあげても豚に真珠っていうことね。
え？そんなことないよ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お母さん、今日学校でことわざを習ったよ。
どんなことわざ？
猫に小判と豚に真珠だよ。
へえ、どんな意味なの？
どっちもほとんど同じ意味なんだって。猫に小判をあげても、豚に真珠をあげても、ありがたいと思わないでしょ。だから、どんなに価値があるものでもその価値がわからない人には何の価値もないっていう意味なんだって。
そうね。今の匠に2万円もする高価なバットを買ってあげても豚に真珠っていうことね。
え、そんなことないよ。
次は英語が入ります。
お母さん、今日学校でことわざを習ったよ。
Mom, we learned a proverb today at school.
どんなことわざ？
What proverb?
猫に小判と豚に真珠だよ。
Give money to the cat and cast pearls before swine.
へえ、どんな意味なの？
Oh, what do they mean?
どっちもほとんど同じ意味なんだって。猫に小判をあげても、豚に真珠をあげても、ありがたいと思わないでしょ？だから、どんなに価値があるものでも、その価値がわからない人には何の価値もないっていう意味なんだって。
They both mean almost the same thing. Whether you give money to a cat or cast pearls before swine, they probably won't be appreciated, right? Therefore, no matter the value of something, it's worthless if the person receiving it doesn't know its value.
そうね。今の匠に2万円もする高価なバットを買ってあげても、豚に真珠っていうことね。
I see. So buying you an expensive 20,000 yen baseball bat now...is like casting pearls before my little piggy.
え？そんなことないよ。
Huh? No way.
夏子さん、この会話についてどう思いましたか？
うん、そういえば学校で習いました。
やりましたね、確か、うん、小学校とかで
ことわざの授業ありましたね。
やってます。よく親に言われました。幸子に高価なプレゼントあげても猫に小判だからもったいないってよく言われました。
そんな今ではそんなことないですよね。
うん、でもね、ブランド物とかもらってもあんまりなんか嬉しいっていうのがないんで、もったいないもったいないって思いますね。So my mother used to say it's pointless buying me anything expensive because I won't appreciate it or I wouldn't really know what it's about. And it's still true. Like some people give me really expensive brand name items and I just don't know where that's coming from. You know, I don't appreciate it as much.
So yeah, the point is whether you can appreciate it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, exactly. So 猫に小判、幸子にブランド物。Same thing. I just made that up, by the way. So let's go over today's vocabulary.
じゃあ今日の単語をやっていきましょう。夏子さん、一つ目をお願いします。
小判。
Former Japanese oval gold coin. So this is a form of currency that was used in ancient Japan.
Yes, like maybe up to around Middle Ages or in Edo era.
Okay, so that's not too far behind. Mm-hmm. That's about 300 years ago, maybe? 200,
yeah,
300 years ago.
Yeah,
that's a rough estimate. Yeah, even when you watch samurai movies and samurai dramas,
yes,
you see these.
Mm-hmm.
They're shaped like hash browns, you know, the ones that you sell at McDonald's.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, it does look like...
Right, but it's not as crispy or brown. It's gold, it's shining, so it doesn't look as tasty, but yeah, that's basically the shape, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea how much that was worth?
I can't imagine, but it's all gold, isn't it?
Right.
So it should be pretty expensive.
かなり高価なものになりますね。Mm-hmm. Which brings us to the second vocabulary. お願いします。
高価。
Expensive. High price. So a 小判 is very 高価。
Mm-hmm.
小判は高価なものですね。
Yes.
Of course, we don't use it in modern day Japan.
Mm-hmm. Except as antiques.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So
I think you can still see them in some, you know,very posh antique shops or something.
I had no idea, really.
Yeah, maybe.
And they use it as what, collections, like stamps?
I think
and...
so.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I've never met anyone like that. Interesting. But it's made of pure gold, right?
I guess so, yes.
So that's worth a lot of money even today, mm-hmm. if you melt the gold and...
Yeah.
Wow.
And it also has historical value.
Right. I should get my hand on one of these.
Sachiko ni koban.
Okay, which brings us to the third vocabulary. お願いします。
価値。
Value. Worth. So, 猫に小判ということは、猫は小判の価値がわからない。
So, the cat wouldn't know the value of koban.
Right, exactly. All these words are very, very useful.
Mm-hmm.
Kachi.
Kachi.
We use this in daily life a lot,
yes,
don't we?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, when you say about someone's sense of value.
Oh, yeah.
Kachikan.
Kachikan.
That's a very common used word.
And it can be used for anything, not just money, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they appreciate art, if they appreciate anything,
mm-hmm.
basically. Yeah, good word. Kachikan, which is the sense of value.
Mm-hmm.
Next word, please.
Arigatai.
Appreciate. So if you feel like you appreciate something, you say it's arigatai.
Yes. It has the same origin with the word thank you.
Which is arigato.
Arigato. Yes.
Right. Let's bring up a sample sentence for that, shall we?
Arigatai kedo, sore wa uketoremasen.
I'm very grateful, but I can't accept it. When would you say this?
Some kind of a very expensive present?
Yeah, from someone you shouldn't get it from, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, next. 次の単語をお願いします。
ことわざ。
Proverb. So, 猫に小判 was one proverb.
Yes.
What's the other proverb that came up in the conversation?
豚に真珠。
Yes. Pearls for a pig. Obviously, pigs are not going to appreciate it. They'll probably just eat it, won't they? They'll probably think it's some kind of marshmallow.
It shouldn't be delicious.
It's too hard. You can't really crunch it.
Yeah.
Okay. じゃあ、次の単語をお願いします。
ほとんど。
Almost. 例文をお願いします。
ほとんど毎日電話する。
I make a phone call almost every day. So if you say ほとんど毎日, it means almost every day.
Yes.
So it's always affects the word coming after it.
You can also use this in negative expression, right?
Ah, absolutely. ほとんど何もない。
Mm-hmm.
So there's almost nothing left.
Yes.
There's almost nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
ほとんど何もない。
Mm.
Okay, 次の単語をお願いします。
真珠。
Pearl. じゃあ例文をお願いします。
母から譲られた真珠の首飾り。
This pearl necklace is from my mother. So, 母から譲られた means that you got it from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
譲る、譲られた。
Your mother gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, pearl is a very popular jewelry in Japan.
Yes, definitely.
Because they produce many of them around, I think around in Isebe.
Yeah, down in the south or western Japan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There are many huge pearl dealers in Japan.
Yes.
They're very popular worldwide for their quality. Do you like pearl, Natsuko-san?
Yes, I do, but I don't have many of them.
I know. It's not something that you wear every day, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess my mother told me that pearls are for funerals.
Yeah, you can wear it for funerals.
Right, right. So I just have this impression of pearls being related to funerals, so I can't really wear it on other occasions.
It gives a very formal impression.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. Hmm.
Okay, so let's look at today's grammar point. Natsuko-san, 今日の文法をちょっと見ていきましょう。会話の 1,2,3,4,5 行目に猫に小判をあげても豚に真珠をあげてもってありますが、
Could you explain to us how this temo expression is used? Oh yes, this of course is a word to connect phrases and in kind of a negative way, which means that after this expression, something opposite will come.
Right.
It implies the negative format.
Mm-hmm. So it implies whatever actions come before temo is going to be flipped around or it's just going to become useless.
Yes. So it's like in spite of.
Right.
Or,
so despite or even if.
Yes. Like that.
So even if we give a koban to a cat, even if we give pearls to a pig, they won't be grateful. They won't be appreciative.
Yes. あげてもありがたいと思わない。Notice that the negative form comes after.
Right. 思わない。They won't think. They won't feel appreciative. And the same kind of grammar can be found in the second to last line.
Yes.
2万円もする高価なバットを買ってあげても。Even if we buy you an expensive bat priced at 20,000 yen, it would be the same as giving pearls to a pig.
Mm-hmm. 豚に真珠っていうことだね。In this part, the expression itself is not negative, but the meaning is opposite of the former part.
Right. So even if we give you something expensive,
yes, it might be useless.
Useless, pointless. So I'd say this little kid got himself into trouble.
そんなことないよ。
So he's like, no, that's not why I brought up this subject, Mom.
Yeah.
そうですね。Natsuko-san は何をもらったら自分には小判だと思いますか？
私もあまり高いブランドものとかは興味ないですね。
あ、そうなんですか。じゃあ皆さん、ジャパニーズポッドにプレゼントを送るときはブランドものは避けてください。
でもいいですよ、別に。
あ、そうですか。
I'll accept.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I prefer chocolate, so if you guys can send me chocolate, that'd be nice.
That's pretty out of season, maybe.
Yeah, well, it'll melt by the time they mail it to Japan, so... Okay, so it's time to go, but be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the PDFs, because we've got lots of information, plus the character breakdown, the kanji, it's got lots of information, so be sure to check it out. And we'll see you next time.
じゃあ、また今度。
See you soon.
お母さん、今日学校でことわざを習ったよ。
どんなことわざ？
猫に小判と豚に真珠だよ。
へえ、どんな意味なの？
どっちもほとんど同じ意味なんだって。猫に小判をあげても、豚に真珠をあげても、ありがたいと思わないでしょ？だから、どんなに価値があるものでも、その価値がわからない人には何の価値もないっていう意味なんだって。
そうね。今の匠に2万円もする高価なバットを買ってあげても豚に真珠 っていうことね。
え、そんなことないよ。